Well, we've got head coach Brandon Gehring joined alongside us here, head coach of the Lady Red Devils, as they got the win to move on into the semifinals earlier today, 36-27 over the Ness City Eagles. Coach, boy, what a win. You know, we kind of talked there after the game a little bit in passing, and Ness City came out. They were a whole different team there in that second half, but you guys hung on to get the win and into the semifinals.
Yeah, I was expecting Ness City to make a run. You know, I thought we did a really good job controlling the tempo and playing our pace that whole first half. And something that we've struggled with a little bit is coming out at halftime and putting together a good third quarter. I mean, you saw that against Hoxie last Friday and then again tonight. So that's something I feel like I've got to try to address and get fixed in practice. But overall, you know, I thought we settled down in the fourth quarter, started executing what we needed to execute, and I was glad to get out of there with a win because Ness City's a good team.
Yeah, they are a good team, and they brought, you know, that pressure. You know, I felt like right at the beginning of the third quarter kind of affected you guys, but then, you know, your guards really stepped up. Jenna Fortin, along with all your other guards. Taylor Ketrell, I thought, played a big role today for you, and at least getting the ball down the floor, and that's something that you've liked out of all those girls this season. They've handled the pressure really well, haven't they?
Yeah, Jenna got nicked up a little bit in the second quarter there, and I think that bothered her for a while, and you could tell it kind of made us look a little dysfunctional for a little bit because she's done such a good job at the point guard spot, but I thought she was a true trooper. I mean, she went out and competed. I know she won 100% in the second half, and you know, but she just battled, and that's just Jenna. That's what I expect from her. And you're right, Taylor did a great job. You know, she's came off an injury. That's her second game back. You know, I'm only expecting Taylor to get better every game. You know, she's a senior, and normally you wouldn't say that, but somebody that's been off their feet for that long, and to be able to get back and start playing, she's only gonna get better as the season goes on. So I was proud of the girls. You know, that is some intense pressure, and you know, overall, I thought our guards did a really good job of handling it.
And, boy, you got to – obviously, it seems like you're always getting a great night from Briley Minnick, but Aiden Witt had a really good night. You know, she was able to get a couple of post touches into her, got finished with 8 points, but felt like, you know, your girls underneath did a really good job tonight too.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of our keys, was to try to work the ball inside to the post, and we knew we needed a big night out of one of our post players, and thankfully that came from Aiden scoring-wise. You know, she had 6 points there in the fourth quarter, yeah, you know, that's kind of our game, is we want to get the ball inside and see if we can score, and then, you know, hopefully that opens us up from the outside. We can get some outside shots too.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about that second half. Ness City really kind of came out there, and like we said, they were kind of a different team there. You know, they weren't turning it over as much. But especially on your defensive end, you guys still were able to run your defense and kind of slow them down and make that comeback, you know, go a full quarter, a quarter and a half, as compared to just getting a bunch of points right away. So you got to be happy with the defense, right?
Yeah. You know, looking at the shot chart, they definitely got some more shots from the inside. I thought some of those came from turnovers and transition layups. But, you know, that I thought Ness City made some adjustments that were good, and it took us a little bit to adjust to their adjustments. Once we did, it seemed to really work, and that's one thing I think our defense is good at, is it doesn't allow people to get quick points. I mean, they're going to have to work to get points, and so when you get a big lead in the first half, that helps in the second half.
Yeah, boy, first win in a few games. I'm sure it's really nice to get that, but I'm sure it was telling the girls too, hey, it's not easy to get those wins, and we almost lost it, but now you get on into the next round here. You're going to probably match up with Quinter, right? Did you see the score from the other gym?
Yeah, we'll play Quinter on Friday.
Yeah, so Quinter, they're going to be a tough team. Seems like you always guys have quite a rivalry with them over the last few years, being as great as they are. So it's going to be a good game coming up on Friday, isn't it?
Yeah, I expect Coach Havlis to do a good job getting his girls prepared, and it seems like it's always a battle with us and Quinter. You know, we split with them a couple years ago. Last year, we got a chance to play them down there at their place, one of our last games of the season, and hit a big shot to send us into, you know, double overtime to get that win. So I don't expect anything less out of that game Friday night. It should be good.
Well, Coach, thanks for being able to stop by after the game. We'll talk to you on Friday. Good luck.
All right, thank you.